Classic Business, education and training.
Well, the proposal by Basic Education Minister Angie Motshekga that plans are afoot to formalise Grade 9 as a second exit point of schooling has received rather mixed reactions so far. It would mean that pupils are able to complete the grade and get a general education certificate, as far as I read it. The minister said that the proposal is all about reducing the rate of failure, repetition and dropouts. Clearly something has to be done in a system that is so beset by these issues. Former MEC of Education, Mary Metcalf, now a senior research associate at the University of Johannesburg, joins us now. Evening, Mary. You've come out in support of the proposal. Before we get to the why, what does it entail exactly?
Hi, Michael. Thank you very much. I think my support is qualified. A lot of the discussions that I had over the last 2 weeks were simply trying to explain to the public that this is not, in my understanding, the intention of the DBE, that learners should exit the system. So a lot of the explanation of the exit was explaining, of the grade 9, was to explain it's not an exit in the sense of children leaving the education and training system. It's an opportunity to follow a diversified curriculum. I'm assuming people have got that now. And then I would say my support is qualified, because the success of this plan depends on its implementation. It depends on having a set of vocational and occupational subjects that are available in schools that provide generic competencies that will help learners adapt into the changing and constantly changing world of work. So you don't want to get dated content materials, dated equipment, high cost, not reaching enough. In the operationalization that the success will lie.
Well, just educate me a little bit here as to what the certificate is then. It's not an exit certificate, so what is it?
Well, let's just understand first what exit means. So according to the Schools Act, schooling is compulsory until the age of 15. So technically you're not allowed to leave school until you're 15. After 15, You can, in consultation with your family and whatever the family decides is in the best interest, you can leave at any point. So what the Grade 9 certificate will do is it will be, in my view, and I hope it will be, a national certificate that all learners write, which means that learners in whichever school they are have a nationally valid grade certificate. Now, with that certificate, multiple things are possible. Number one, they can proceed in the schooling system, but at the same time as introducing this general education certificate, the DBE is also introducing different streams from grade 10 to 12. Grade 10 to 12 at the moment is very much orientated on the academic track to entrance to university. The DBE is trying to introduce subjects that are technical and vocational so that not all learners proceed to an NEC that has the intention to be academic for university. So the certificate is like a standardized point that helps people move. Some learners leave, which many learners do, as you said, I think. We lose about 50% of our learners before they even write matric. If they choose to leave, they've now got a certificate which is nationally standardized,
right,
and not just a school report. And the third thing is the TVET colleges can also be a route where appropriate for some learners to go. As long as there's not this misconception, which actually was a storm in social media, that government was going to start throwing children out of grade 9, that's not their intention.
No.
What government now has to do is to make sure that the options work for everyone.
That clearly isn't the intention. The issue, I think, is on unintended consequences, because if one provides a general education certificate at that level, the unintended consequence might see an increase of students deciding to leave at that level, because now they do have a piece of paper behind them, not choosing to pursue any of those other tracks in the vocational and technical fields. And then we are left with most definitely unsuitable candidates to be absorbed by the labour market. As it stands, many with a matric are finding it difficult to be absorbed into the labour market. Are there not possible unintended consequences here, Mary?
Okay. So you're absolutely correct, and I think the public was correct in saying a grade 9 learner, even with a general education support, has got very little chance to proceed in the labour market. Unintended consequences of learners thinking that because they've got the certificate now they're in a good position to find a job will hopefully be roundly countered by friends, family, community and the school, because everybody, I would say, knows in order to be able to enter the labour market and to be able to find a job, you need to be employable, you need to have a range of skills, you need to have qualifications, and I can't imagine that there would be many families that would be happy to see their grade 9 child leave school. So the unintended consequence is a risk, but I think it can only be countered by the support of family and school. And the reality at the moment is because 50% of learners leave before matric, before writing the NEC, there's so many young people who actually have nothing in their hand. This grade 9 certificate, I think, would be able to consolidate opportunities for young people who misguidedly might leave to actually re-enter because they've got a
firm
certificate.
That would be a real positive in an environment where we are short of artisans and technically qualified people in South Africa. The one caveat to that is we need to ensure that the supply side is sorted out. If we have stories around a shortage of technically qualified subject teachers and managers at some of our technical schools in Gauteng, we need to ensure that there are the resources and the teachers out there to absorb what will hopefully be a new stream of students into these new vocational streams.
Yeah, absolutely, Michael. So in order for the education system to be able to provide these options and these what they call pathways in terms of academic, vocational, technical, I would say that it has to not be rushed, and public pressure mustn't be saying we need this now. We have to allow the lead time to train the teachers. I guess that there, and I would like to research this myself, but I don't think that the courses are available yet in the universities to train the teachers for these subjects. The recruitment, the preparation of those courses. So just the lead time in terms of getting teachers and sufficient numbers of teachers over time, we start with 6 years. To start ensuring that we've got a curriculum that's supported by industry, that's supported by the options going forward in terms of TVET colleges, that we costed what it means to provide the practical experience, because the occupational, technical, vocational has to be linked to real on the job. And then thirdly, how do we arrange for these options to be available in our different demographies? So in a large township like KwaMashu, it should be possible for schools in consultation with the community to say we're going to be providing the NEC, but we're going to have a specialization that's academic. Another school will say we're doing the NEC, but we've got a specialization that's technical. Now those options, as they open up within a community, can't be imposed. People need to understand how to create those options and orientate the community and the schools towards that. That's years of work. Mm. And by the way, in sparsely populated areas, the options become fewer because you can't have a range of schools. There's only one or two schools in walking distance. So how do communities discuss what they want to be their subject offering in the NEC? So I would say this is a good idea. It has to be properly executed, thoroughly executed with careful planning. It can't be rushed, and we should understand that education change of this magnitude, let's look at 10 years.
education expert. Mary Metcalf, Senior Research Associate at the University of Johannesburg, thanks so much for your time and for setting the record straight to some extent on the General Education Certificate.